This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 578. Does grammar really matter on IELTS?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
We'll answer two fantastic questions from a student today about improving pronunciation and the grammar level needed for IELTS.
Hey there, Jessica.
Hey, Lindsay. I was expecting more after that. Usually the greeting is like, hi, and then there's a question, right?
Oh,
like,
well, I surprised you today. Blank space.
That's so funny. Have you been working a lot today, Lindsay? Do you need to take a break?
I actually have. Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit tired right now. That might be why. I might need a break, a coffee break. Luckily, there's a few cool coffee shops near my house now, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, because you moved. Oh, I moved. Fun is exploring a new neighborhood?
It's so fun. I live in actually a kind of a Portuguese neighborhood now. It's a lot of Portuguese people here, and therefore lots of good Brazilian restaurants.
Nice. Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah. Ooh, you so guys cool. will have to explore all the different cuisine options and I love finding your spots, you know, like this is where I go for coffee. This is where I go for takeout. This is right?
It's so exciting. Yeah, it's so cool. So, yay.
So, guys, we got a question in a review. That is a great place to ask us questions. And then we could have a whole episode about your question on IELTS, guys. So leave us your question in a review on iTunes for this show.
Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and read the question from the listener and actually read the review because it's such an awesome review. And we're going to take a stab at it today. How does that sound, Jessica?
Perfect. I love it. These are great questions. I like this. Okay.
Yeah. So this is our most recent review from Mariella. Mariella Argentina from Canada on May 30th. All right. So she says, hi, ladies. First of all, I'd like to say that your podcasts are really good. I listen to them every day on my way home from work. I have two questions. Great. I'm glad to hear that you're maximizing your time commuting, right, Jessica? Because people take a lot of time in the car and we can use our time strategically.
Ooh, yeah. No, I did a blog about this. And I think, so guys, I write an article for our blog every Friday. And I think this gets overlooked sometimes because it's not a podcast. It's not a video. But guys, there's some super useful things in there. So if you go to our site, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, just search commute. I did a whole article about how you can use your commute to work or school for IELTS practice. Ooh, and I just did a blog last week, which is cool, called Sweating for IELTS.
That's awesome.
I did like a 5-day workout routine how you could combine that with IELTS prep. It's super fun.
I love it. That's awesome. So many innovative ideas over there at IELTS.allearsenglish.com. So cool.
So good. Okay, so I interrupted. Yes, this question.
No worries. Okay, so she has two questions. So number one, can you tell me a good program or app to record myself so that I can improve my pronunciation and practice speaking? Why don't we cover that one right now? And then we'll come back to number two in just a minute.
Perfect. So guys, you don't need to be searching for any special app for this. Every phone comes with a voice memo feature, right? Or voice notes or whatever it might be called on your device. But every phone comes equipped with this, just like it has a camera, right? Mm-hmm. They're just there. So you don't need anything more special than that, guys. So once you have found this on your phone, all you need to do is find a clip, find a YouTube video. My videos are great because I'm very expressive when I do my sample answers for IELTS or when I just talk about anything. listen to a native speaker that you want to emulate, that you want to sound like. 5 to 10 seconds. Pause the video, record yourself copying it on your phone, and then listen to them back to back. Listen to the clip, listen to your voice.
So I think that a typical kind of pushback we might get from our listeners now would be they would wonder, well, how am I going to know if I'm doing it right? Or don't I need a teacher to correct me or tell me if I'm on track? What do you think about that, Jessica?
You know what? I think that is sort of looking for a reason not to do this. You know what I mean? Because this is a challenging thing to do because you are literally looking for your faults kind of thing, right? And that can be uncomfortable. And it's hard to improve these sounds because I know that the sounds in English that are not in your language are uncomfortable. And trying to be expressive is also very hard for a lot of students because you sound silly, you know, it's embarrassing. Yep. So these are things that are difficult to practice. Don't look for reasons not to do this. You don't need another person there. You don't need a teacher to tell you. You guys can hear it. Yeah. You guys can hear the difference in how I sound and how you sound. And so that's why you have to keep practicing. You're going to have to record yourself doing this little clip a couple times at least before you can start hearing a change in your voice.
Yeah. And doing this kind of activity reminds me of a certain type of student. You know, the students that we've had on our show as success stories are the students that would do this kind of thing. And they're seven students. They're seven, eight, nine students who literally study in a completely different way, right? They take it on themselves, very independent, self-driven learners, whereas unfortunately students who remain at a six are just not doing those things, right? So guys, the way to do it to get to that seven is to start doing this, being proactive with your learning.
Exactly, guys. And also, you know, it's not just students that are hovering around a six. I feel like students who are hovering even around a 6.5 and they're really, they don't know how to get to that seven or eight in speaking and they have high levels of English. And then they've reached this plateau because they can be understood fine. They can say everything they need to say. And then it's really hard to improve once you reach that level. So if you're hovering around a 6, 6.5, guys, no matter your level, you have to find directions to push yourself in, to challenge yourself in, to feel uncomfortable in. Hello, lovely students. Thanks for tuning into the show today. If you want all the information about how to get that seven or higher on every part of your IELTS exam, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. It is online and flexible for your schedule. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. I love that mentality. So important. And Jessica, we've also had a couple of guest appearances recently from experts. I had a guest on the All Ears English show. This was episode 898. It was Rachel from Rachel's English. And she's an ESL teacher who focuses entirely on pronunciation. She has a background as an opera singer in New York. And she has a great perspective on pronunciation because she's an absolute expert. And she gave us a website suggestion on how to go ahead and listen to typical American sounds being spoken. And this is a cool website. So you guys are going to want to take out your pens and paper and write this down. The site is Youglish. Right? So it's
Fun to say.
I know it's fun to say Youglish. It's Youglish. And this will be a shortcut to this, right? So you're going to get a sense of how Americans say certain sounds, and then you can record yourself and compare from there.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. I'll link to that episode in the blog post for this episode, guys. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. I'll put all these resources, all this information in there and all the links. This is episode 578. Because also on this show, I talked to Eliza, and she's a professional Hollywood actress, guys. And she also teaches students and studies dialects, and she coaches other actors about how to sound British, how to sound American, how to change the way they sound. So there's a lot of good information in there too, guys. And that is episode 537.
Okay, awesome. So you guys have a lot of resources for Mariella. You have a lot of resources here, and you know how to go about that pronunciation issue. So keep working on it, but work on it in the right way, right? So
awesome. And then question two, should we answer the next question?
Yeah, let's definitely answer the next question because it relates to something we're doing today, actually.
Today!
Oh my gosh, today. So here's the question. So she said, number two, I searched a lot on the internet and most courses for IELTS focus on the four skills, but I don't see grammar on them. I wonder why. Do we need to have already all grammar studied from before? I've studied grammar a long time and I need to refresh it. I heard a podcast that where you said that grammar is not that important on the IELTS exam. So perhaps that's the reason. I mean, is it important? It is important, but it doesn't help me that much to get my required band score. I'm trying to write quickly because I'm at work.
That's great. I love it.
I didn't read ahead.
Oh, Mariella, that's so awesome.
That's funny.
Don't confuse when we say grammar's not important on IELTS. That's not, you know, at face value, that's not exactly what we mean. You can't improve your grammar by all that much if you only have a month or two to study for IELTS. But it's not about, it's a way of studying grammar, right? It's not like perfecting all these little detailed rules. It's about approaching it strategically. So what do we need for a 7 or higher? We need a variety of sentence structures and a lot of perfect sentences. That's why in our webinar today, you guys, today and tomorrow, we're focusing on just that. We're focusing on sentence structures. And Mariella, you're right. Most courses do not focus on grammar. Or if you have an IELTS textbook, then they focus too much on little grammar rules. And that's a waste of time. So there's a fine balance there. So in Three Keys IELTS, guys, in strategic places, you do get sentence structures because I know that you need these specific sentences for that part of the exam. So in the various task one questions, in certain parts of task two, we do give you the structures that are impressive, right? So not so much little tiny grammar rules, but the structures you need are presented and they are present in Three Keys IELTS, and you will get a peek of those three perfect structures for task one and task two in our webinar today and tomorrow, guys.
Yeah, guys. So go over there right now and sign up for the webinar. Block off your calendar for today. Cancel your plans. Make sure you show up live because that's where you'll get to get your questions answered. You'll get to take advantage of certain special deals we have for you. So go over to allearsenglish.com/examiner. Plus, guys, make sure you show up a little bit early because there's, you know, the spots might fill up inside the room. So make sure you get there on time. It's limited. It's limited. Yeah.
Yeah. And even our first one last month, it was huge. We had hundreds of students there, guys. Mm-hmm. And we know this one is going to be even bigger. So definitely show up live, come early. So you make sure to claim your spot for the live webinars, guys.
Yep. And there's two dates this time, today and tomorrow, guys. So you do have two options. So go over one more time to allearsenglish.com/examiner. And I want to say thank you to Mariella for this question. Such a good question.
Yes, Mariella, so good. Guys, we love questions. And you know what? You can be sure we will read your question and perhaps focus on it in a whole episode just about your question and your review. So leaving the questions in the reviews is really the best way to make sure we will see them, guys.
Exactly. That is the place to go, guys. And to find out more about our course and jump in, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And we're out of here for today. We'll see you guys on the webinar today.
Woohoo! I can't believe it's today.
Today and tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be so fun. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait.
All right, Rad. Well, I'll talk to you in an hour, Lindsay.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.